Very happy day on Our Lady of the Assumption, as Mary was not born and then buried like most humans, like even Jesus, but was baptized and then went right to heaven in the Assumption. I mentioned this before on the same day. I love thinking about the Rosary during this Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The fact that just that the joyful mysteries, again, starting with the Assumption, which has already happened in the scriptures today, the visitation, and that's what we heard in our gospel, and then later in the scriptures, in really the next chapter, that Jesus Christ was born, the Nativity, Christmas, and then today is the solemnity of the Assumption. It's interesting because that one actually isn't in the scriptures. It's the history of our Christian church and our Catholic church. One of those things that's interesting is that I've had people ask, you know, how do you get a relic of Mother Mary? And we just kind of smile and say, well, we don't have relics for Mother Mary. She wasn't put into a coffin or a cave. She went right upstairs. So that's why we don't have relics of Mother Mary. And then we heard in this really interesting reading for our second, the responsorial psalm, the Queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold, which I think was amazing, as that was actually before all the readings that we heard today. That was in the Psalms, Psalm 45. So that was an image, kind of a foreshadow of Mother Mary. And again, we could hear that in the fifth mystery of the Joyful Mystery, with that she does become the Queen. And those of you that know the Rosaries, that's the correct thing. It's cool to hear that in the Old Testament about Mother Mary. Finally, there is something in the scriptures that come at the ends of the Gospels. And that was when Jesus Christ was on his passion, carrying the cross. We know that Mary, his mother, was at the cross, kneeling before her. And I mention that because earlier last week, I had a sacred funeral for a little child. And knowing the connection of mom and dad and their kids, they were so faithful that they loved the Rosary, that they loved Mother Mary, and we knew that Mother Mary was with them in the church, as we were not only obviously grieving but also celebrating this little saint that was baptized, had his first communion and the anointing of the sick. He had no sin, because all the original sin was gone when he was baptized. And so I just thought of that as tonight, and we didn't hear that on the Assumption of Mother Mary, but many of you as parents or grandparents have had those situations where you lost somebody that's either younger than you or your own children or people in your family. And that's who we look for with Mother Mary, that she lost her only son. And to have that connection with her, you know, especially today in a really powerful day, the Assumption of Mother Mary, to know that she is in heaven and she is caring for us. She's praying for us. She loves us. And at the same time, she knows the experiences that we've all experienced ourselves. So Mother Mary, the Assumption of you as our Virgin Mary, pray for us.